Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
KDKA, I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. I'm sure the folks at PennDOT are not happy to be number five on that list in the country.
No.
As far as the worst roads in the country.
No, they've worked really hard all year.
Oh, they absolutely have.
Almost the end of the highway construction season.
The horror of it all. And speaking of horror, it's that weekend where people like to pull out the horror movies and get their scare on for the Halloween weekend and parties.
But how does that affect your kids, since access is so easy? Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, clinical forensic psychologist down in San Antonio, Texas, from mainstreammentalhealth.org, Dr. John Huber. Doc, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
We're into the weekend of horror leading into Halloween, and one of the terms that we have heard is neurocinematics and the impact that horror films can have, not necessarily good, on younger people. Is that true? Come on, it's just a movie.
It's just a movie, but just as a lot of people went through trauma, and some people are actually having post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms from watching the whole Mandalay Bay unfold on our television, the difference between a news release and going into a movie with a 40-foot tall screen and being totally immersed with surround sound, that makes it feel much more real in that moment. And if you don't have an adult brain where you can synthesize and process this information, it can be potentially trauma-inducing and may even lead to post-traumatic stress disorder. In fact, I have friends that are approaching 40 who cannot watch any kind of horror or violence on their television. Their spouse has to tell them when they can look up because they were traumatized as a child.
You know, I don't like to sit down and watch horror films. Though I've watched them, I don't feel like it's adversely affecting me, you know, beyond being in the moment. But I know that there are a lot of people that love to be scared. Why is that? They love to be afraid.
You get an adrenaline rush, and then when the movie's over and you survived, you get a dopamine, like an endorphin process that happens at that point. Like, hey, I overcame this trauma and this event and survived. You know, 14 people in Halloween, the movie, died, but I lived to tell the story.
What about age? When we're talking about children and they can be impacted by horror films and the gross stuff they see on TV, what age are we talking about?
Well, what we know is that, for example, if mom and dad are going through a divorce and a child is under the age of 9, a lot of these kids internalize and think if they'd have just been a better kid, mom and dad wouldn't have got divorced. And it has nothing to do with their behavior. It's mom and dad's behavior. But they're still enmeshed in this fantasy world. That's why Harry Potter was such a good series of movies. There's this magical element. And kids want to believe that they have some kind of control on their environment, and they use magic in that belief set. It's not until they get into later teenage years, and hopefully by the time they're in the middle 20s, that they realize that behavior and long-term outcomes are based on, you know, making good choices and consequences to those choices.
Here's one of the things that makes it difficult, and that is the access. It's really hard to monitor, unlike, you know, when we would have to go to a movie to see a good horror film. Now they can get it on their phones.
Not to mention the fact that the graphic nature of the films is that much more intense because of what they can do in Hollywood with computers and everything.
Oh, exactly. And then add on top of that social media, where we can watch any act of violence that, as it's falling down and hitting the news wires, they can get it live or direct from the people who are standing right next to it instead of having to wait till 10 o'clock and watch the news. So it is impactful, and it drives so many of these younger people. Their whole daily routine is based off of that. And it compounds the problem that we have with social media in general.
So it becomes incumbent on mom and dad to be a little more vigilant for the horror films for the kids. Meanwhile, I want you to know, Doc, I'm doing this interview with a hockey mask on.
Awesome.
Dr. John Huber, go to mainstreammentalhealth.org. A lot of great information there. Always enjoy our conversations. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, and have a great weekend yourself.
On our DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.